Tom, a very solid win in the end. Like, they pushed you quite hard in the first few heats, so it was quite a competitive one.
Yeah, you know, they came up really, really strongly, and the track was pretty heavily watered with the warm weather, and I think it caught a couple of us out. But no, Isle of Wight came out really strong. We knew they got some good riders, but like we have done so far, we come good really near the end of the meeting.
Yeah, well, you've got that consistency now. You've got a run of victories built up, and there's clearly strength right through the team.
Yeah, we've got to be really chuffed with the results so far. You know, to go and do what we've done so is really good. There's a long way to go. Tonight was only our first league meeting, and you know, we've seen with Mitch what can happen in Speedway. So we'll stay focused and keep the boys' spirits up, and hopefully carry on how we have started.
And I know you've all been thinking of Mitch and in touch with him, but and I gather he's been. I know he's back in Glasgow now, but I gather he's been keeping very much in touch with you all.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's always on the group chat messaging us, even before today, telling us what to do with our bikes and, you know, giving us that G up. And that's the sort of guy he is. He's in such a bad way, but he still wants to give to the team. And, you know, he hasn't left our thoughts, to be honest, ever since it happened. So hopefully we can keep getting the results and do it for him.
You have a new team manager from a distance, by the sound of it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I may have took over the captaincy, but there's no doubt who's really in charge. So, no, it's great to have Mitch's experience still with us and his character, because his character was one that we really couldn't replace.
Yeah, and has Jack, I mean, settled back in? I know he had a bit of one or two machine problems to get going. It looked like he settled back in quicker than the bike did.
Yeah, Jack knows the place, and no one can doubt his ability on the bike. We've just got to, you know, hopefully get those mechanical gremlins gone, and yeah, I'm sure he'll slot back in no problem.
And just a last thought, Tom, you've got two really attractive looking meetings against Coventry, who've started decently as well.
Yeah, they have started well, and they've got a good side, and being a local derby, it's hopefully get good crowds at both meetings, and particularly for me, growing up as a Coventry Bees fan, it's one that I always like to try and win.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that, but seeing as you have, I mean, I know Speedway riders, it's the nature of things that you move around from club to club, but you've always, you know, got that, you're a Brummies man now, I know, but nevertheless, you know, you never quite forget where you grew up.
No, well, you know, I still live in Coventry,
yeah.
So it's been very sad to see what's been going on with Brandon, so I'd like to see them do well this year, but hopefully not too well against us. So no, it should be two good meetings, two good sides.